intended. So my presentation will be a bit very simple and probably more theoretical at the beginning than I expected. I will try to start with classical questions of relationship between music and society, referring to Plato and rereading these famous lines of Plato's dialogue in The Republic. Then I will follow with experiencing music while listening to music, and then I will give you some examples. This will be the only musical part of my presentation, of recent examples of one single band from Slovenia who would provoke the reaction from the not necessarily authorities, but the part of political structures in Slovenia and abroad. And then I will conclude with the topic I presented yesterday, which is related to the venues of this kind, as Kut France Prešeren. I will not speak about legislation, although it is the part of the story, because I don't have enough time to present it all. So let us try to reread this famous part of the dialogue by Plato in The Republic. The basic context of this dialogue is very simple. What the people who will defend the Republic have to learn, and the answer is very simple. They have to learn to be fit physically, that means to have some gymnastics, and on the other hand, they have to have their clean soul, or let's say stable soul, and music is the tool which will make their soul, so let's say, stable in a way. So this crucial part goes like this. I will read it. This is the point to which above all the attention of all rulers should be directed, that music and gymnastic should be preserved in their original form and no innovation made. They must do their utmost to maintain them intact. And when anyone says that mankind most regard. So, too fast. The newest song which the singers have, they will be afraid that he may be praising not new songs, but a new kind of song. And this ought not to be praised or conceived to be the meaning of the poet, for any musical innovation is full of danger to the whole state and ought to be prohibited. So Damon tells me, and I can quite believe him, he says that when modes of music change, of the state always change with them. This is the famous part of the quotation everybody knows. Yes, said Adeimantus, and you may add my suffrage to Damon's and your own. And then an explanation follows. Then, I said, our guardians must lay the foundation of their fortress in music. This is now this Socrates meiotics kind of question. Yes, he said, the lawlessness of which you speak too easily steals in with the change in music. Yes, I replied, in the form of amusement, and at first sight it appears harmless. So at the beginning, when music changes, we don't recognize it as a threat. We simply enjoy it. We simply take it if we like it. But it is very, very dangerous. Why? Yes, he said, and there is no harm. Were it not that little by little, this spirit of license, finding a home, imperceptibility, penetrates into manners and customs, whence issuing with greater force it invades contracts between men and men, and from contracts goes on to laws and constitutions in utter recklessness, ending at last, Socrates, by an overthrow of all rights, private as well as public. So with very small, seemingly unimportant changes in music, you can get complete destruction of society at the end. And when I read this part for the first time, 25, even more, 30 years ago, in my 20s, I thought, well, Socrates or Plato, whatever you take, whomever you take as the author of these lines, was an extremely conservative person who didn't know what he was actually thinking about. He was a kind of a paranoid person, because the order of societies, the utmost value of them all. Now, when I'm a bit older, I see many more dimensions in this. For example, in Kantian approach, we have this famous idea before we can have any reasoning at all, we need at least two transcendental categories, which are based basically in our ability to perceive space and time, although not necessarily those two issues actually exist. These are categories that enable thinking. This very radical Kantian approach in our existence would pave the way to many different answers in philosophy, including phenomenology. But still, aesthetic categories literally means these categories are based on our ability of sensual perception. And everything related to art is basically based on our ability of sensual expression. So just to give you two hints in thinking about space and time, if space might be considered as materialized history, space, of course, always transferred or changed by human beings and human activities, then we have deeper problems with time itself. Time is an illusion. Everybody knows there is nothing like time. It is not anything we can consider as a given material reality or whatever. Even in physics, we have nowadays, of course, many different ways in considering time. But the best possible option we have to consider time is its differential, the smallest possible unit. So it is a kind of an anticipated experience, not something we simply remember as being in time. So aesthetic experience itself, that means our sensual experience of reality, is not something that we can say is harmless or is just a given. So I will give you now a quote I find extremely important in what will follow. Listening to music is not a passive process, but intensely active, involving a stream of inferences, hypotheses, expectations, and anticipations. I hope at least some of you might guess who wrote this. It was Oliver Sacks. Well, I misspelled it. Unfortunately, it is K instead of H. In his Musicophilia, a very interesting book written by a neurologist, saying that, well, musical experience is indeed specific and special. It is not part of our ability to speak, and it is not part of our ability to act. It is all at once and something completely different at the same time. So, to go further, hearing melody in this Musicophilia is something we do at the present and at the same time anticipating future. So nothing should be remembered, nothing except it or beside it be present in consciousness. Hearing a melody is hearing, having heard, hearing something that was already heard, but all at once. Every melody declares to us that the past can be there without being remembered, the future without being foreknown, which is even more difficult to cope with. So, past without being remembered, and future without being foreknown. It's stemming from his neurological experience in which there were people who were able to play music without being able to remember recent past and anticipating future because of damage in their brain of in inability to have short-term memory and anticipation of the near future, which is related to short-term memory. This is the reason why he phrased this that way. But otherwise, it is completely unimaginable. What? You don't have to remember, and you don't have even to imagine. So this is a kind of living in the present. Coming back to Plato, whoa, music is something that actually makes this present. Inchangeable present. So this is a big quotation mark of question mark, not the statement, food for thinking. So I will show you now a couple of musical examples in which music did have social appeal. I hope it will work. I will present you a song by a duo. Yes. Come on. Okay. So this is a part of the performance of a duo at the State Celebration in 2013. It is the only public holiday or a day of celebration for anti-fascist struggle during the Second World War. And at the beginning he said, well, I see the president without a tie. He obviously knew what we will sing. And the reaction, you can see this, the leaders, former leaders from the party, from the Socialist Party, former Socialist Party, and people from the present day authorities would listen to. So the result of this was pretty much, well, predictable or unpredictable. European Union was pretty much shocked about this. Well, I will have to do it manually. So let us see the news in the newspaper after a couple of months. Was of this kind. The song is related to people who come in suits and give you some money and give more money back. This is literally the beginning of the song. And the rightist leader of Slovenian politics would somehow denounce the band in European Union. Imagine what these people in Slovenia are singing about you. And seemingly the people from European Union, without saying names about the politicians, would react, oh my God, what is going on in Slovenia? And what is extremely interesting for this particular song is the guy who is singing is actually a peasant. He is not joking. He is not singing as if. He is actually a peasant who is who has a farm in quite high altitude in one small village near Tolmin, Chador, I guess it is called, with bio farm. So he is really a peasant, and he would say, "I simply expressed my opinion with this song, and as a peasant, I know what I'm singing about." So it was a really funny situation in many ways. You can see this Twitter reaction by this Slovenian. Well, I have some problems in finding the marker. Well, it's lost. Oh. No, it doesn't work. So you can see this below. But we have to hurry, because otherwise I will not be able to show you the rest of the story. Come on. I don't know why we are here still. Does it work? Yes, it works. So the third one, the same band, who did another presentation at the end of the last year at the border between Slovenia and Croatia. I hope you... Oh! Again. So this is the funeral of Europe with a wire on the border, which is the most horrible thing that might happen to the state. And this song was completely unnoticed. Maybe in the future somebody would recognize it or realize, but I'm not sure. And it was recorded and made available at another state celebration of independence and unity, and it was really a statement. So going back to examples, the last musical example which will show the power, the true power of music, I hope it will work as it should. Because you never know if you will come to the same point again or not with these computers, but I think we are here somehow. This is singers from Tolmin at the celebration of 300th anniversary of peasant upheaval in western Slovenia near Tolmin, and guess what happened? This you should see. I always just a moment. I will. Okay.
Dobar dan, spoštovani gospod župan, spoštovani
So this is how you silence the president. With the song. You have heard this song yesterday, Anna's presentation. For a while he was a bit shocked and surprised. Later on he reacted very clever. Well, although he is, well, I wouldn't say. You know which kind of people are presidents. And this was in the times of resistance, or let's say protests in Slovenia. So he would applaud. And with this gesture of applause, he completely diminished the meaning of the act, because it became suddenly musical act, and he gave credit to singers, not to the act they actually did. So simply switch and transfer it. So it is impossible to say that music doesn't have an appeal. It has, especially when you combine lyrics and music, of course. Even musically speaking, we always face this change in the present, in the very present. So the final part of my presentation, I hope I will be able to proceed. 2 minutes, I know, I'm trying to make a conclusion already. is it going on or not? Okay, yeah, yes. So we have these anticipations which are basically put into society. What is nowadays democracy, if we understand liberty, equality and fraternity still the essential part of this, especially freedom? Do we have freedom when we enter free market, or this is fear market? My point is, we have something, we are dealing nowadays with democratic horror, and I will give you now an example of this democratic horror. In Koper, there was an annual festival organized in past 20 years called Koperground. In February 2015, the youth club in Koper, MKSMC, was evicted by the mayor, who is a classical mayor with a lot of power and stupid guy at the same time. In August, the Koperground was supposed to be organized, and they couldn't find a place in the city of Koper, neither private nor public place, to organize an event. In past years, they organized part of this festival in which films were played and some concerts were organized mostly, and some other activities. They would do it in local regional museum. In this year, it happened after eviction of the center. It happened that they were simply said, no, we don't offer the place anymore. It is occupied already. So they were trying to get another place in the town. Private bars, whatever venue available, nobody dared to offer the place for the organizers. Finally, they have got a positive response from one small city quarter unit of a room of this size approximately, and a week before the start, at the beginning of August, they have got a letter. Well, it happened somehow that we don't have a place for you this time, and we are very sorry about this, but you can't organize the festival in this place. So they organized it at Belvedere, which is, you will see, I hope, later. Again, I have to switch to this. Come on, to this. Is it already? Yes, it is given. So this is Koper, the city itself, and it was organized here in Belvedere, a village almost 20 kilometers, 25, maybe 30 kilometers, the most remote village in the municipality of Koper, with, guess how many inhabitants? 6 inhabitants, a couple of houses. So this was the reality. Nobody dared to give a place for organization of a festival. It didn't happen in my life ever in the 70s, in the 80s. Never it could have happened. Nobody would dare to give to rent a place for the festival. So this is democratic horror in life. I will show you now 2 pictures, maybe 3 pictures about the event. This is how it looked like during the day. You can see in the middle of nowhere, but somehow with a very good view on Triestine Bay behind, but very remote from the city. And this is how they had to improvise after the concert to rebuild the stage for film. And my contribution for this was that kind. So I played this in terms of solidarity. And just to conclude and to finish, Ljubljana, the same situation. We have a mayor who is now evicting the squatted place called Rog. The same way as the guy did last year in Koper. This building here was closed in 2013. We thought it was forever, but we are still trying to revive it and trying to somehow prevent its eviction. And this is the only place which is privately owned by the association. But they are in such a deep debt that the future is uncertain. And the Rock, the squat, is now by the municipality being turned into creative industry center, and we are trying to prevent it, although prospects are not quite bright. This is democratic horror. We elect guys in local municipality and in the state without considering consequences, and everybody behaves. There is no censorship. There is no direct, let's say, intrusion of the state in life, but these democracies, even worse, I said yesterday very clearly that it was unconstitutional to establish censorship in socialist Yugoslavia. It is constitutional now to evict any place which is squatted, to not give place for cultural events if it is based on individual, private or public service. Guess what is worse now? Question mark. And thank you.